Beginning with the End in Mind, Preschool Part 5, A Crisis. Esther, wake up. Papa gently shook her out of a deep sleep.
Oh, did I miss Mom's call? I'm so sorry.
But Papa interrupted. No, no, Esther. In fact, Mom was so pleased with your work yesterday, she wanted you to sleep longer. Papa hugged her tight. We're very proud of you, Esther. Mom cannot believe what a dependable farm helper you've become. She is feeling better each day. I told her I wanted you to go to Mr. Wyatt's to bring my tools back. I know you want to visit the pups. Take the wagon and return by lunchtime. Esther ran most of the 2 miles to Mr. Wyatt's. The wagon banged behind her so loudly that mischief greeted her while she was still far away. When Esther approached the barn, 4 puppies, almost twice the size she had seen them last, came bounding out. They tore at her shoelaces and jumped in the wagon. Where's the other 2? She wondered. And where's Mr. Wyatt? Esther knocked on the door. Come in, Mr. Wyatt called weakly. He was stretched out on the couch with his foot resting on pillows.
Oh, what happened, Mr. Wyatt?
Fell through a rotted step last week. Dr. John came and said it's broken. Had to sell 2 of the pups to cover his costs.
Esther was worried. How would Mr. Wyatt care for his farm? What if he had to sell all the puppies to pay for help?
As she looked around, she noticed dirty dishes and clothes and the messy farmyard. I'll be right back, she said, and ran out the door. Esther collected 23 eggs from the chicken coop. She gave them fresh water and brought 2 buckets from the well to the house. Mischief and the pups kept her company well outside. The biggest pup kept jumping in the wagon and pushing the others aside.
You're so bossy, she laughed. I'll call you Big Boss.
She named the others Lily, Freya, and Teeny.
Thank you, Esther. You've been a great help, Mr. Wyatt said.
Esther left, but was very concerned about Mr. Wyatt. Would he have to sell his farm, too? How can I help? She wondered.
Then these words came to her mind. Teach us to number our days carefully, so that we may develop wisdom in our hearts.
Yes, I do need wisdom. Dear God, how can I help Mr. Wyatt? And please help me get a puppy.
By the time Esther had run home, she had thought of a plan.
Could I possibly do all of that? She asked herself. I am stronger now. Yes, I think I can. I'll ask Papa when I get home.